Ho, ho, ho. This is your Tech Law 10 holiday twins, Eric Sinrod and Jonathan Armstrong from Duane Morris, wishing you a very happy holiday season. And this week we're going to do a couple things. We're going to first have Jonathan recap some of the high-tech trends from 2011, if he'll indulge us ever so much. And then he's going to turn it back to me, and I might give some thoughts about the naughty or nice list. So, Jonathan, take it away, baby.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm speaking to you live from Lapland. I think there was a few things that were my highlights of the year, really. The first one is topical again today, and that's issues around cookies and behavioral advertising. Now, many of you will have seen that the European Commission or a draft new European regulation on data privacy was leaked this week. I've commented, and we'll probably return to this in the new year, on a couple of blogs already. I personally don't think that anything's likely to change soon. But the Article 29 Committee, this body of European regulators, released a whole raft of documentation today looking at issues like cookies and behavioral advertising. And I think in terms of regulation, this year certainly has been the year of the cookie. And you can revisit our earlier podcasts on that topic. Behavioral advertising, the documents that are released today, are clearly still on the agenda of privacy regulators across Europe and will be so next year. So maybe when we, in a couple of weeks' time, Eric, look forward at what's likely to happen in 2012, I think that's going to be on my list. The other thing that we've talked about for, it seems, most of the year, but it isn't, I think, the last 3 or 4 months or so, is the News International scandal, which again has hit the headlines over here in Europe this week. Now, you remember, this is, it was maybe an obvious prediction, and you and I, Eric, talked about it quite a lot at the time, but you remember that I said in our podcast initially that I'd be interested to see the emails, because they are so often these days the perpetual witness to corruption, and the internet and email servers have the memories of elephants. They simply never forget. Well, yesterday, the UK Parliament released some emails that it had obtained, which seemed to show that James Murdoch was told about the hacking in the News of the World at an earlier date than he'd suggested. A string of emails were sent to him, and he appears on a Saturday on his BlackBerry to have hit the reply button and said, not a problem. Now, I think, and James Murdoch is saying, that he meant by that, it is not a problem to have a meeting about this, rather than, I don't think phone hacking's a problem. But I think that just highlights one of the trends that we've been talking about for most of the year, Eric, about the immediacy of emails, how emails are always there as the witness to whatever happens and can come back to haunt you. And some of the papers this morning and yesterday in the UK are having a field day putting various interpretations on what was meant by that quick Saturday BlackBerry reply. For me, 2011 will also be the year in which the police and law enforcement found Facebook and Twitter. Again, we've had another prosecution here because of alleged incitement to riot on Facebook. We've had the Twitter cases that we've talked about before, you know, people making jokes about bombing airports and ending up 7 hours in police custody as a result. And I think that we're likely to see that trend continue as well, and the police's interest in social media. And I've had a couple of interesting discussions about that this week with various people that, again, we might return to in the new year. And my final one, I'm struggling to think of my favorite case that we've talked about this year, Eric. I'm torn between, as you know, I love the Acne apps case. And I'm torn between that and my close second, I think, is the lady who tried to sue Google when Google Maps didn't alert her to the fact that a car was about to hit her when she was reading her iPhone whilst crossing the road rather than doing stop, look and listen. So that's my very amateurish review of the year. I'm sure that there are people who are going to do that better than us. But you've got a list to give to Santa of who's been naughty and nice, have you, Eric?
Well, before I do that, in terms of the lady who sued Google, I mean, at least she wasn't trying to cure her acne with her handheld at the time, so she good enough attention. And I'm certainly glad you mentioned cookies because, you know, what are the holidays without cookies that you can eat and also provide to Santa? But when it's this time of year, I tend to think about, you know, Santa and, you know, he/she. I mean, I suppose he's a he, but I mean, let's be liberal about this. I mean, who knows? But the holiday spirit, if you will, might know if you've been naughty or nice. And so, you know, what do you get as a result? You know, perhaps if you've been naughty, you get the low-tech equivalent of a lump of coal. We're going to give you a broken typewriter. We're talking about an old machine that actually requires some finger strength when you push down the keys. And this baby is so wireless that it's not connected to anything, not even an electric outlet. And to add insult to your injury, not even all of your keys on this typewriter will work. You know, we're so far away now from the days of manual typewriters, although I had one growing up that when we took my older daughter when she was a child to a museum, actually on an aircraft carrier, and it showed an old manual typewriter. She said, "Look, Daddy, one of the first computers." Well, if you've been naughty, that's what you get, and it's not a computer. But if you've been nice this year, the sky is the high-tech limit in terms of the gifts you might receive. You know, if you're an Apple fan, perhaps you'll get an iPad, an iPhone, an iPad Touch, an iPod Nano, an iPad Shuffle, an iPod Classic, lots of iPods, a MacBook Air, a MacBook Pro, a Mac Mini, or maybe even an Apple TV, not to mention a variety of supporting accessories. See how it pays to be nice, Jonathan? Have you been nice?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And if you like the other providers, you still might fancy something from among an array of phone and radio devices, televisions, video equipment, music and audio players, computers, tablets, cameras, camcorders, GPS devices, video games, and tech toys. So plainly, if you've been nice this year, that will bring its rewards. And if you've been naughty, it will yield you very little. So those are my parting holiday thoughts. They're not terribly genius, but you know, in the holiday spirit, we do hope that you've had a good 2011. We certainly appreciate that you've been part of our Tech Law 10 experience. We think it's been very positive, and so we're definitely going to continue forward in 2012. Perhaps we'll take a week off to celebrate the holidays. And those are my parting thoughts, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Santa's little elves. So there's three unspoken heroes of Tech Law 10 who help us load the stuff up and everything. So Tom, Hallie, and Sean, well done to you guys for helping us through the year. By all means, you can interact with us over Christmas on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be having various levels of response depending on the festivities. You can contact us via email. I'm jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. Eric?
I'm not SantaClaus@duanemorris.com, but I play that on TV. I'm ejsinrod@duanemorris.com, and we're now wishing you a happy holiday. And if we don't talk to you beforehand, a very happy new year. Thank you for joining us.
And Eric, as a last surprise, I've arranged with the wonders of technology for my daughter's Derbyshire, England brass band to play us out. So hopefully Sean will fade out the music, and that's us for 2011. Thank you very much for listening.